people have done a tremendous job with them, and our training staff, John Houston in particular, in the rehab process. So he's a big boy, and he had identical fractures in both shins, and I think he's starting to feel confident again. He's a tremendous talent, smart player, great hands, and gives us an inside presence physically. I've just been careful not to bring him in and out of games, and I've been careful not to give him too much time up until now. We've been really running him hard when we can. Of course, we just came off a brutal road trip where we didn't have a lot of time. We didn't have a lot of time to do a lot of extra running, but we've been working him real hard. Al James, our strength guy, got him up in the morning, and he's doing a lot of things. So he's feeling a lot better. And of course, Maurice McNeil, anytime you have a transfer or a high school kid, it sometimes takes time. But I've been waiting for the day when I could use them together. And tonight was the night. But a lot of guys, Desmond Wade just did a beautiful job of running our offense and heading up our defense. And some of the things we used against Iowa State on Sunday, we were able to do tonight. When we controlled the tempo, we felt like we're going to have games where we have to control the tempo. They're not all going to be 100 to 90. And we had to play smart, and Desmond did a great job. I mean, we played six turnovers, and I think it's a great win for us considering the kind of schedule we played. We played the best two teams in the WAC, and I'm not going to say we should have beaten Nevada because they're almost unbeatable out there, but Louisiana Tech is an excellent club. They could be right now. They're in first place in the WAC. They just beat Nevada. They are an outstanding ball club. And then Iowa State, one of the toughest places to play in the country, and some of the other teams that we played. And I think that toughens you. Yeah, it gets you down. But I've been through this so many times, and the hardest thing is to make sure that you stay positive with the kids and, keep their confidence level high and keep them together. And our coaches have worked very hard to do that and keep them focused. This conference is a much better conference than it is perceived to be. And the Rice-Houston rivalry is a big one. I know before I came here, they owned us for about 10 years. And they were winning 20 games a year, so it's nice to be able to, get another win over them. Because it's not easy playing a backyard rival. I have all the respect in the world for Rice and Ben Braun. He's an excellent coach. And he's got some fine young players on his team.
Looks like you guys really attacked the basketball conference mode in particular. Kendrick, as the game wore on. Mm-hmm. Was that part of the plan?
We've been working on it, Steve, a lot in practice. And we wanted to do that. And Iowa State comes out with a 7-1 guy and a 6-9 or 6-10 Craig Brackens and Gilchrist, 6-7, and we ate the first three shots that we put up in the paint, so we figured that we had to beat them off the dribble and spread them out a little bit. And tonight when we decided to go inside to Kendrick at a real key point in the game, as we saw early in the game against their zone, that they were so worried about our shooters, even though they were in the zone, that we could get into Mo. And then fortunately, we were able to get Kendrick in for a couple of minutes before halftime and then put them in together. And that's been my plan all along, to play those two guys together a lot. And there's going to be many games where we're going to do that.
What do you think it means for Mo and the team for Mo to have a breakout game like this, A, tonight, and B, with your next game being, you're playing against a very good man?
Yeah. Well, you don't want to make too much out of it. I expect Mo to be the kind of guy that can get us 10 rebounds a game and 12 to 15 points eventually. And it was nice. It should be good for his confidence. He just got to slow down a little bit sometimes. He sometimes hurries. And I want our guys looking for him. You know, he's got good hands when he's expecting the pass, and he really has confidence in Desmond. When Desmond drives, you know, he knows that Des is looking to dump it to him, and he doesn't drop any of his passes. And I think it's good, but you know, you don't want to go overboard. We've got a great Tulsa team coming in on Saturday, and they've played some tough people, and they beat Oklahoma State by 21. And they're not even getting votes in the poll. And they're coming into tonight. I think they were 11-2 or 10-3. And it's just like UAB beats Butler, badly, and blows out Cincinnati in succession, and they don't even sniff the top 40. Our league does not get any respect, and UTEP's coming in after Tulsa. I hate to even talk about them, but they are athletic and quick and exciting. They go, you know, to Oklahoma and blow them out, and you know all that. They're a tough team. We've got some really good teams in this league, and that's what we've been trying to, you know, build rivalries. You know, within this conference, it's so important. And I know this is a tough market, but I feel that if we can get good rivalries within the conference, I know Rice, when they come to us later in the year, we're going to have a nice crowd at Hawthorne. And hopefully Saturday, I know our promotions people are working hard on some special things, and it'll be a great basketball game. But if we get 5,000 in Hawthorne, it's like 10,000. To us, it's a noisy place, and hopefully we can do that, and maybe get off to a great start in this conference. We have to still in our mind think it's a one, maybe two bid league, although it may be more. But whoever wins the regular conference is going to have to go through some pretty good people to do it, and then of course the winner of the conference tournament. So. And we figured, you know, we've been telling our kids all along, you know, and there were some bitter losses. And you know, the kids were crying after the UTSA game and after the Iowa State game. And that's what you want to see, but you also want to see them bounce back. And they did. And I just told them, hey, we've got Rice on the road in this place. My first couple of years, you know, it was a house of horrors for us. And, you know, we'd beat them over our place, but, you know, they handled us here. And this is a tough place. And thank God their students are on the break. I appreciate that. Maybe the league knew that. I don't believe that, but it'd be nice. Because this is a tough place.
Coach, you briefly talked about it being a rivalry game. What did you think of the atmosphere and having some fans on the
end? Well, if their students were here, I mean, they'd be all over my butt, for sure. They always are. I mean, they got more nicknames for me than whatever. But, from the days in Austin and all that. But I don't. You know, as being a former professional baseball player, you get used to that kind of stuff. But, you know, they have, when their students come out, this is as tough a venue as there is in the league. As I said last year when we played here and won, they've done a great job in upgrading the facility. And we have an actual locker room to go into instead of that closet. We don't have to walk through showers. And I really appreciate the hospitality that we get when we come over here. Now, last couple of years.
Any other questions?
Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you very much.